And we go back to the campaign trail. Joining us now is California Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis, initially a supporter of United States Senator from California Kamala Harris. She's now throwing her support behind a new candidate, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. She joins us now on KSRO to talk about that endorsement. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Oh, I'm happy to be on your show. Thank you.
So you announced this morning your endorsement in the presidential race. You put your support behind former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. What were you looking for in a candidate? What led you to the campaign? How did that decision-making process go for you?
Well, I've been watching him for a long time, and honestly, I was very impressed from the beginning with his debate performance and his interviews. He's a very, very smart person with a pretty extraordinary list of experiences, and it came through to me, particularly when he talked about his time in the military as a veteran, his time and challenges of leading a small city, and I was just very impressed with him. But I was also supporting our senator from California.
Right.
And so it was really only when Kamala suspended her campaign that I started to think, okay, now what? And although I'd just been impressed with him from the beginning, it really was last week when he won Iowa. Because to me, there's something very telling in that, because a caucus requires up close and personal engagement with voters. And so for him to convince so many people in Iowa who had a chance to see him up close, meet him and hear from him, and that his volunteers and his supporters were able to carry that message, to me, that's a very powerful thing. And so he really earned my support with his success in those two states, because the kind of engagement there is so close and personal. And I basically thought, if he can convince these people, he's going to be able to convince a lot of Californians too.
Right. And I know viability was a major point for you.
That's right.
When the results came in, once the ballots start getting counted, did that kind of solidify your choice once you started seeing these results come in from Iowa and New Hampshire? And, he's right at the top of the pack there, sort of solidified that was your choice?
It did. I mean, to me, really, the most important part of viability is that when people see you in person and talk to you, they walk away feeling confident that you will represent them the way they want to be represented. During my campaign, I went to all 58 counties of California, and there is no question in my mind that early grassroots engagement is what helped me build the campaign that would connect with people. And so I saw him doing that incredibly successfully, and I thought, that deserves my support. And obviously California is so big, and it's so much harder to get the message out, that I felt that it was important for me to lend my voice as a validator, as a surrogate, and help him reach more Californians with his message, because I think that if he can break through with his message, people will see what those who know him personally and have seen his leadership up close have seen as well, which is that he will make a fantastic president of the United States.
Now, Super Tuesday is coming up, the California primary coming up quick here, and the compressed primary schedule here, it plays an interesting role because the state is going to play a huge role in this campaign, maybe more than it has in decades. But it also presents this challenge for candidates to hit all parts of the state. So how do you see that dynamic playing into the primary campaign?
Well, Mayor Pete Buttigieg is going to be in Sacramento tomorrow, Friday, and there's going to be a big rally. So anyone listening to this who wants to have that opportunity to see him up close and personal, please go online and go to the website and get the details and come. But I also think that, again, it's why I felt so compelled to get out there and to do this kind of, radio shows and talk to people, because he really is exceptional. And so I think that in California, because it's so big, it really is up to voters to do a little bit of that research, to look around if they're not going to have the opportunity to meet the candidates, to look and find out what they can through their research. And what I hope people will see is that he has really an extraordinary presence. He is articulate. He has the ability to reach across ideologies within the party and bring people together. He has incredible executive experience. I don't see why people are disparaging 7 years of being the mayor of a small town. That's exactly the kind of person I want to see in the White House, is someone who is close to constituents. You know, he's also really, in my view, a transformational figure. He's endured the rigors of a national campaign. His movement is growing every day. And I'm truly inspired by Mayor Pete and by the campaign he's running. And I really hope that other Californians will join us in this campaign.
Now, if we look at the results from Iowa, some of the areas where he performed particularly well were some of the rural counties, some of the counties that had flipped from Obama to Trump, some of the places where Democrats don't usually campaign heavily. Do you see those same opportunities in California? Is there a way to sort of take that same mindset for this state?
I think that for so many voters, we just feel so strongly that the direction that Donald Trump is leading us is dangerous for the world and dangerous just for our families and our economic security. The language that he uses, the way he puts himself and his family above the people, it's so distasteful. It's so obviously wrong that what people are looking for is someone who will bring our basic essential values back. And when you hear Pete and you hear him talk about his military service and what he learned, when you hear him talk about his own personal experience in his life as, you know, coming out and getting married to his husband and all of these things, there's so much decency about him. And he has really, I think, what it will take us to restore the dignity to the White House. So I think that absolutely cuts across the kind of typical political divisions, because especially here in California, we know what we see in Washington is wrong, and we want someone who will lead with inspiration, but also with a certain level of practicality to get back in there, restore the dignity of the office, and bring practical solutions to the things that are affecting people, like health care and the need for better paying jobs and the cost of living issues that we're having.
Now, one of the Super Tuesday wild cards will be Michael Bloomberg's candidacy. He's pumped a ton of money into the state, but at the same time, he hasn't really been put in a position where he has to get on maybe a debate stage and take some return fire and defend himself in some positions. Do you think the campaign dynamic is going to shift a little bit once we start seeing that? How do you think that plays into it?
Well, I think that what I'm hearing out there on the ground is people don't want to hear what's wrong with the other candidates. They want to hear the case made for the candidate that you're backing. And so that's really what I'm trying to do, because the fact of the matter is that, unlike Mayor Bloomberg, the way that Mayor Pete's campaign is being funded is largely by small and medium-sized contributions from everyday people. So we need to raise the money that we need in order to put him on TV to help get that message out. But again, it's all the reason why it's so important. And what I'm really attempting to do over these next few weeks is help to bring his story forward and to encourage people to do that research to see why so many people across the country are supporting Mayor Pete.
Close out asking you, just by in your conversation with voters in California, what are some of the issues that the top issues that they're looking at in their choice for president? Are they looking more for specific to issues or just electability, who can beat Donald Trump? What are you hearing from people?
What I'm hearing is that there's just tremendous economic insecurity out there, and people are nervous. They're anxious. They're worried. They're afraid. When the cost of living is going up and wages are not keeping pace, when housing costs are going through the roof, the cost of health care and higher education for your kids, and you're not looking at your income prospects, keeping up with the cost of all of these things that are important for yourself and for your family, that's the main issue. And I can certainly tell you, you know, California is taking some pretty significant hits from the policies of the Trump administration. And we, faced with four more years, it will be devastating to us. He's changed our tax base. He has, just by that one move, made it more expensive for Californians to live here. He regularly makes it difficult for us to combat our homelessness issue by playing games with us. Of course, the impact on so many Californians and their families and friends and communities of the nastiness of going against our immigrant communities, these things make a big difference, not to mention the tariff dispute that is constraining our ability to trade on the Pacific Rim. So this is serious for us and for our economy, both at the macro and the micro level. And I think Californians know that. I think that we're going to have a lot of people going to the polls, and that right now, even though Californians have already started voting, they're really looking hard at all the candidates. And I encourage everyone listening, as you do their research, to give Mayor Pete a hard look. I think they're going to find what I have, which is he is a talented, incredible person who comes about the issues from the right place and will lead this country into a better future for all of us.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, taking a few minutes to join us, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you many more times along the campaign trail over the next coming weeks.
Thank you very, very much for having me on your show. Have a great day.
Awesome. You too. Thank you very much.